a special request. Church bell ringing, and I heard a choir singing, and I saw my love walk down the aisle, and on her finger he placed a attention for just a moment, because I want to tell you something that happened to me. And people, it wasn't too long ago. It was back in my hometown not too long ago that the only man that I've ever loved got married to another girl. And on the day of the wedding, decided to go to this affair, I took a seat in the back of the church so that all of my friends wouldn't see the hurt that I was feeling in my heart. And as I sat there, somebody was playing a tune on the organ, kind of soft and sort of sweet. Here comes the bride. And I looked up and I saw my man walking down the aisle with another girl. And as they reached the altar, I heard the preacher said, "Young lady, will you take this man to be your loving and wedded husband, to love and to cherish him until the day that you die?" She smiled and she said, "I do." But then he turned and he looked at my man. He said, "And young man, do you take this lovely young lady here to be your loving and bewedded wife, to love and to cherish her until the day that you die?" And he also smiled and said, "I do." And I want to tell you something. I want to tell you that it was so hard for me to sit there and to hear the man that I love say those very words. When people, I had waited so long, and I had struggled so hard. I had worked my fingers down to the bone to please the man, whether he was right or wrong. He was getting married to another girl. And when the wedding was coming to an end, and all of their friends was having so much fun, just laughing and talking with one another, he had the nerve to walk up to me, and you know what he said? I'm gonna tell you what he said. He said, Tina, darling, he said, "Even though we are apart, I'm gonna always reserve a certain little spot in the corner of my heart." Now that was the corner of his heart. He didn't even stop to think what was in the corner of my heart. But it was a little too late for that, because people, the wedding was over with. They were marching out of the church. Their friends was blowing rice all over their heads. But as I sit there by myself, the only man that I out. All I could do was cry.